We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
920, Tommy Tucker. It's going to be kind of warm today with highs approaching the mid-70s. A pretty substantial chance for showers, and then tomorrow, even more rain, highs of 82, 73 for a high on Thursday with heavy rain, 60% chance. That's Halloween, but that should clear up by trick-or-treat time. And it's going to turn cool. Lows Halloween night, All Saints morning, 41 North Shore, 46 South Shore, and then colder, breezy on Friday with highs only near 60. So we're talking about adult kids borrowing money from their parents or being helped out by their parents who are maybe dipping into the 401k to do that. And somebody texted in and said, I once overheard my dad say, hell no, I can't retire. My kids are only in their 50s. Love you, Dad. Dr. Kathy McCoy, psychotherapist in private practice. Is that a big thing in this country where parents are dipping into their 401ks to help their kids? And is it the kind of thing where, you know, you help me now, I help you later?
Well, it's, you know, one would think so. But actually, a lot of parents are dipping into their retirement savings and their kids who may be financially squeezed or may, by the time the parents are in real financial need, have obligations of their own, you know, kids to educate and, you know, families to raise. So I think parents can't necessarily depend on their kids financially later on in life, nor do many of them want to. I think that there's a real move to, you know, wanting to help the kids out. It's hard for young people to get started these days, and so many parents quite naturally want to help. But I think there's some real pitfalls in helping. You know, certainly drawing too much out of one's retirement savings or in retirement lending money can really have dire consequences. I live in Arizona in one of the Dale Webb Sun cities, and I've seen people lose their homes because they took mortgages on, homes they had owned free and clear to help out the kids, you know, to pay off their credit card debts or to help them make a down payment on a house. And, you know, I think one has to really be careful about, you know, knowing when it's too much and when they're putting themselves in jeopardy.
So what do you do in that case? And I think you got to go back a little bit, Dr. Kathy, to how were they raised, appreciate the value of money, appreciate being responsible for themselves, right?
And yes. And, you know, many times parents feel they've raised their kids with those values, and yet they may have one who just isn't a real failure to launch situation. And I have several patients right now who are young men in their late 20s who just haven't managed to get it together, and their parents are continuing to support them. And this can have consequences not only for the parents financially, but also for the relationship between the parents and the adult child, not just the resentment the parents might have, but the resentment the adult child may have, because money is power. And to feel that your parents still wield power over you when you're nearing 30 is a very tough situation.
But it's kind of hard to turn your kid away. And I'm going to be honest, my parents helped me when I was very young get out of some credit card debt, because it...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard lesson we all learn. It happens to you once. Was it fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me? And it never happened.
You've got it.
It never happened again. But it's, and I don't know where I'd be today if they had not have gotten me out of that jam. So.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I think it's something that, you know, of course, as parents, we want to help our kids. We don't want to see them get into a situation that's going to be life limiting. And I think it is a matter of, you know, taking a hard look at one's own finances and figuring out, you know, what can I afford to lose here? Because a lot of times, you know, you were talking in the intro about parents lending money to adult children. And I always say, don't ever lend any more than you can afford to lose, because quite often that doesn't get paid back.
I was going to say that's the wrong word to use anyway. When you say lend, you may as well use give, because you're not going to see it again.
That's right. That's right. So I think the parents really, you know, as much as they want to help their kids and, you know, to help them while safeguarding their own savings and their own financial security in retirement, because, you know, many times when they talk about a shortfall with college funds, for example, the example given is that kids can get a loan to finish college, but parents can't get a loan to start retirement,
mm-hmm.
you know. And again, you know, one can get into the whole terrible scenario of some of these life-limiting college loans that are a real problem these days for the younger generation. And I know parents are, you know, so much wanting to help their kids to not be crippled by debt or have their life options limited by debt. But on the other hand, you do have to be vigilant about your own resources and the limits of those.
Dr. Kathy, you know, what I really do is I bring people together and I solve problems. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do in my life. I also tell a lot of lies about what I do with my life. No, but seriously, so you got an economic consideration, you have a relationship consideration.
Yeah.
If my kid were to come to me and say, I got no money, I'm broke, the rent, and she just got out of college, so she's still on a payroll, okay? I understand
mm-hmm.
that. But, you know, is living in an apartment or something, and can you write me a rent check? Can you this? Can you that? I think the first thing would be, well, tell you what, first thing to do is move back, because that's going to save me the $1,200 a month or whatever it's going to do. That's the financial solution. But what about in terms of, and not me, but in general, as it relates to then the relationship, the whole balance of power, holding something, what, a sort of Damocles over somebody's head? How do you balance all of that out?
It's a tough balance. I think that you hit on something really important, that, you know, when your kid comes to you and said, you know, yeah, I have a job, but I just can't make this work. You know, can you give me money? Sometimes throwing money at them, that may or may not be the best choice. You know, as you mentioned, perhaps offering a kid just out of college a roof over their head, you know, so that they can get on their feet financially, save some money, and by the time they move to an apartment, they'll have the resources to pay the rent. I think it can also be good to offer to sit down with them and work out a budget. And, you know, and hopefully one has made them money savvy, you know, all their lives, but, you know, sometimes they lose sight of that in young adulthood. And, you know, to offer them emotional support, financial advice if they ask for it, or, you know, just to offer, let's see how we can make this work better for you, and to offer what you can afford to offer, whether that's inviting them to move back home for a limited amount of time or a certain amount of money just to get over a particular crisis, then, you know, I think that can work very well. What gets a little dicey is, you know, and also I think it's important to examine your own motives. I've seen people, there was a woman I ran into in this community who really wanted to continue to wield power over her children who were in their 40s, and she had a son who was chronically having financial problems. And so she was paying his cell phone bills, but she felt that paying his cell phone bill gave her the right to tell his wife to take a pair of new shoes back. Oh, you don't really need those. You know, you're hard up for money. I'm paying the cell phone bill after all. Take those shoes back. You know, that kind of thing. That can really very negatively affect a parent-child relationship. And so I think that parents need to, you know, most parents I see just genuinely want to help their kids get through a financial crisis the best way they can. And sometimes the best way one can help is to do something non-monetary, whether it's taking care of grandchildren so a mother can finish school, get some training, or work at least part-time, or offering an adult child a roof over their head for a certain amount of time.
It would seem to me, and at least this is the way I look at it as a father, if you're going to come to me and you have chronic financial problems, the first thing I'm going to do is we're going to sit down and we're going to open the books and we're going to see,
yes,
not studying, you know, the account, the ledger, and see where's your money going. It's money that you want from me. Where is it going to go? Is this going to happen every month? So I thought maybe I heard you say that if the child was willing to go over the financial options with them, but I think that should be a prerequisite where...
Well,
go ahead.
I think it should, for, you know, especially if they're asking for a financial commitment from you. Yes, absolutely.
Because you kind of lose... You know, I don't care who you're taking money from unless it's the lottery, right? When somebody helps you out, you lose freedom and you kind of have to answer them, or it kind of becomes their rules. And again, going back to what you said in terms of power, the balance of power is shifted. And I know it's very hard, having been through it, when the role of parent and child is reversed, right? When your parents get elderly. But I guess in this case, when you're a parent, you don't expect to be raising a child when they're 40 either. And how do you avoid feeling like, I don't know, would that make you kind of less than successful as a parent? Failure might be too strong of a word.
Well, I think that, you know, rather than beating oneself up about, you know, the issues your child is having, to, you know, try to problem solve with them as much as possible, to encourage them to manage their finances better. I think it's important not to just be throwing money into this dark hole of financial need on an ongoing basis. You know, at some point they have to learn to manage their on their own in all ways. So I think, you know your limits. And also, you know, if you're offering them their old room back at the house, be very clear on, you know, how long this is going to be. Because some adult children can kind of move back, get used to the comforts of home, and years pass. You know, most don't. Most are eager to be on their own and, you know, to get more financially solvent and move out. But there's always the risk that if you don't have a limit in mind, that sometimes the adult child may overstay, you know, for a period that may not be good for them as well as the parent.
I hope you can come back, Dr. Kathy, because this is something that baby boomers and Generation Xers are going to have to deal with, not to mention, I think it's Generation Y after that, and then millennials
the
student debt, because, you know, a lot of people don't have a 401k, a lot of students, and if you look at the financial burden a country's facing and people are facing as it relates to student debt, to me, this seems like
a horrible
financially and emotionally two trains that eventually are going to run into each other. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
I hope you come back on. Dr. Kathy McCoy, psychotherapist in private practice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.